Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, once some people started backbiting against the king in front of Sayyiduna Maimoon rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. He stayed quiet and did not say anything good or bad about him. When he fell asleep, he had a dream in which he saw the dead body of that same king who was spoken ill of. The foul-smelling, rotten dead body was laid before Sayyiduna Maimoon rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and someone was saying to him, "Eat it." He rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi replied, "Why should I eat it?" The person replied, "People were gossiping and backbiting against this king in front of you." He said to the person, "But I did not say anything good or bad about him." He was told, "But you were willing to hear about him." Sayyiduna Hazm rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi relayed that Sayyiduna Maimoon rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not backbite against anyone, nor would he ever listen to it. Even if somebody tried to backbite, he would forbid him. If the person did not hold back, then Sayyiduna Maimoon rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would leave that place. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Dear Islamic brothers, the aforementioned narrative also teaches us that we are not allowed to backbite even against political personalities, elected officials or people in power. Alas, there will hardly be any gathering today which is free of backbiting against political leaders, ministers, members of parliament or senators. Sometimes the president or the prime minister is targeted, and at times the chief minister or the governor is attacked. Nevertheless, a lot of negative conversation takes place regarding political figures. They are severely disgraced and are called names. Pay close attention to what Allah Azza wa Jal states in the glorious Quran in Surah Al-Hujurat, part 26, verse 11. وَلَا تَنَابَزُوا بِالْأَلْقَابِ, nor give evil nicknames. On page 246 of Ansu Ka Darya, the 300-page publication of Maktabatul Madina, a publishing department of Dawat-e-Islami, it is stated, Sayyiduna Sayyid bin Amir radiallahu ta'ala anhu relate that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam has stated, "Angels curse the one who calls a Muslim by any words, that is bad names besides their name." Amongst most of the gatherings of the youth and the social circles of adults, the evil sins of backbiting, slander and negative assumptions against political personalities are so much on the rise that al-aman wal-hafiz. The irony of the matter is that the people have no legitimate evidence to support their opinions. Maybe someone would reply by saying that they have read so in the newspaper. However, these newspapers show indecent images of actresses, immoral news of sensual activities, expose the secrets of those who commit sins secretly, disgrace and backbite rulers, politicians and Muslims of every walk of life. In addition, these newspapers even contain backbiting against deceased Muslims. If a wali were to read these newspapers, it is possible that he would not be able to safeguard his wilaya, sainthood. How can people consider news that is full of backbiting of others' shortcomings as sound evidence? Even if the news were true, still no one has permission under Islamic law to relay, publish or even read about a Muslim's shortcomings. Islam discourages these activities thoroughly and declares them to be backbiting and fault-finding. Nevertheless, it is essential for us to stay away from the company of such people and such gatherings where useless conversation on current affairs leads us towards sins, where backbiting is prevalent and the reputations and character of Muslims are degraded. May I save myself from the habit of unnecessary gossiping. Allah train my tongue for the ways of safeguarding. Dear viewers of Madani channel, it is necessary to avoid bad company as we may be endangering our life in the hereafter. My master, Ala Hazrat, Imam Ahl Sunnat, Maulana Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Raza Khan, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayhi, has stated, the sacred law does not ordain any phrase in Salah, which is only for the movement of the tongue, and the meaning is not intended. Therefore, remember that you read Dua of Qunut in Salatul Witr, in which you recite, وَنَخْلَعُ وَنَتْرُكُ مَنْ يَفْجُرُكُ. Translation, O Allah, we separate ourselves from those who disobey. Therefore, fulfill the promise you make every day with Allah Azza wa Jal, and distance yourself and repent from the gatherings of sinful and disobedient people, fasik and fajir, who curse, backbite, and slander others or are involved in various other sinful habits.